I'm with Tom O'Mara, who's co-director of Autograph ABP in London and has worked closely with Omar Dee over the last few years, and in particular on the work that's shown in Gallery 2, Disappeared, Devoir de Mémoire. Tom, how did Autograph become involved in working with Omar Dee?
We'd been interested in working with Omar since we'd seen his work at Bamako, the Rencontre de Bamako. The year, I can't tell you, quite a long while now. That was the Portraits project, which were basically magnificent portraits, very dignified portraits of his patients, because Omar is an ophthalmologist. And we were interested in commissioning him to do a piece, and having met Omar and realising that he and I had friends in common and concerns in common, particularly around the issue of the disappeared in Algeria, it seemed logical to actually commission him to work in that area. And it was a project that we then worked out the parameters between the two of us.
So what were the parameters of the project?
Was basically, Autograph, perhaps I should just explain, we are a photographic agency and we have our own premises, but everything we do is concerned with cultural identity and human rights. And we already worked on projects on disappeared in various conflicts, countries like with Marcelo Brodsky in Argentina and Alfredo Jarre in Chile. So I personally had a great interest in this. I had quite a knowledge and experience in Algeria myself. So the more I talked with Omar, it seemed logical to pursue this route. And the parameters as such were to find somebody who could introduce Omar to the families of the disappeared, who were fighting to preserve their memory and for truth and justice, as they would say, very much their overriding concern that what had happened in Algeria shouldn't just be buried and forgotten. So SOS Disparu in Algiers and the Association of the Families of the Disappeared in Paris drew up a list of families who would actually be prepared to be photographed and have interviews recorded and even perhaps some video footage to tell their story to be published in a book.
So you produced the book it was published in 2007. Can you tell us a little bit about the format of the book and what's in it?
The format of the book followed the process of the commission, really. Omar made a number of journeys to see different members of the different families. We looked at all the material that was gathered to try to get a balance of stories, a balance of experiences. So with the book, we decided to settle on a series of case studies, really, as the format of the book. And the difficulty with the book was to try to make the story of what was happening readable, if you like, understandable, particularly to an English audience, a British audience, that wouldn't be familiar with what has been happening in Algeria not being part of our post-colonial history. Not that it is even a colony of France, I suppose. It was France. So we tried to build up a rhythm in the book, not a depressing rhythm, but one which actually detailed the circumstances of disappearance, that documented to a certain extent who was responsible when we knew, who was responsible for the violence, and usually the person who was responsible was very well known in the area. That documented the letters that people wrote, desperately trying to find out what happened. And then showing the place of the disappearance, the family who were related to those who disappeared. And often when I say not to be too depressing about it, but also to show the children, the next generation, who would often be taking up this struggle against the state violence that had happened.
One of the striking things in the book and the thing that we've brought out for the show is the use of identity photos within it. That plays a very important role in exploring this question of loss and memory in the book, doesn't it?
It does. The identity photo is the most precious possession of the family. And paradoxically, it's the identity photo that they are prepared to hand over to the associations that are fighting for the truth of what happened to the people who disappeared, so that they can be attached to a dossier, so that the photos can be sent to the state authorities who obviously are the people who are responsible in the large part for these disappearances in the first place. So there is this paradox that the identity photo is very, very precious, and at the same time, people are prepared to hand them over if they're going to be a useful tool. And for that reason, obviously, reproducing identity photos in the book could be considered quite an obvious device, but it does enable people to guess at the amplitude of what the problem is.
What was Omar Dee's relationship to the project as it took place over time?
Very emotional. I mean, Omar got hugely involved. You could not possibly work on this project without it probably taking quite an emotional toll on you. It certainly did to everybody who was involved in the project. It's difficult to say. Omar invested hugely in the project. It's not something you undertake lightly. Omar Dee, you could say, is the only photographer, I think, really, actually permanently based in Algeria during the 90s, during all the period of the Salguer, or the Dirty War. So you do have to, I mean, as the French would say, assume a certain responsibility, really, for what you're doing there, and he's very conscious of that.
What impact has the book had since its publication?
The book was always intended to be used as a means of counteracting many of the lies which had gone round, and really of the propaganda that the Algerian state had put out concerning the disappeared. The disappeared is a story that they want to bury, so much so that after the charter, so-called, for reconciliation had been brought in, it became a criminal offence even to speak about disappearances, huge fines, mandatory either 3 or 5 year sentences. The impact of it has been that it's been something that could be presented to politicians, presented to NGOs, presented to campaigning organisations. It was cited by the United Nations as part of their Commission on Torture in Algeria as evidence. So it has been strategically used and strategically disseminated where it was felt it could be of most use.
His more recent work that's also on display in the show marks something of a break from the work on the disappeared, exploring other facets of contemporary Algeria. This is perhaps in part a reaction to his emotional investment in the disappeared project, would you say?
I don't know that I entirely agree, because it's very much a strand of work that Omar had been carrying on before. Omar has had a huge pride in his own country. The work on the portraits was very much a celebration, in a sense, of life on the margins, but also of traditional Berber life, the colour, the dignity and heritage and cultural resilience of the country. So I would really see the work that's being exhibited here as being a continuation of that. He's worked on different kinds of subject in parallel over a number of years.
Thank you.